A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The Word of the Lord. One can hardly resist this particular reading from the letter to the Hebrews, which refers to that great cloud of witnesses. Of course, here in the context of the letter to the Hebrews, the author has already recalled many of our ancestors in the faith, going back to Abraham and Sarah and even before, but that cloud of witnesses, the patriarchs, the prophets, all those who have prepared the way, so to speak, even up to and through John the Baptizer. The focal point, however, of the text today brings our attention to the witness par excellence, the one who has indeed prepared our way, who has done what he did in order that we might not grow weary and lose heart, namely Jesus Christ, spoken of as the leader and perfecter of faith. Although another translation, the Revised Standard Version, uses the word pioneer, which is a wonderful way to think about Jesus. But then there's that whole cloud of witnesses that we also have in our own Christian tradition, going back to the apostles, the martyrs, and saints through the century, and we can name them. And for those of us in the Dominican family, we can think of our own cloud of witnesses, from Dominic and Albert and Thomas, through Catherine and Rose, and Eckhart and Tuller, and into Lacordaire and many others, that great cloud of witnesses. I think the text invites us just to close our eyes for a moment and to imagine us surrounded, embraced by this cloud of witnesses who have gone before us, this communion, this community of the saints of which we too are members, and to have that sense that strengthens us. The text speaks about, of course, what Jesus endured in order that we might not lose heart. But following Jesus, those who have witnessed to him, that we might also follow in their stead. But not to think of this great cloud of witnesses only of the centuries gone past, before Christ and after Christ, but even in the 20th century. I think of someone like Pierre Claverie, the murdered bishop of Oran in Algeria during the time of tremendous violence and the Islamicization of that country, and how he was a friend of the Muslims and yet spoke out against the violence, and how it led to his own martyrdom. And a particular line associated with him that comes back to me over and over again, that perhaps speaks the truth that he lived and discovered. The line, he always made a point without taking sides. In other words, he took a stand without taking sides. How difficult that is. He took a stand against violence, but without taking sides. He was a friend of Christians and a friend of Muslims. Or I think of the Japanese Dominican priest, Zen practitioner, Shigeto Oshida, in Japan, in the 20th century, also in his own dialogue with Buddhism, who spoke about the importance of silence, the continuing, deepening silence. I think of one of the men in my own Dominican province who died from cancer in his 60s, Chris Kiesling, who months before he died, on the occasion of receiving the STM degree, in his homily said, "The older I get, the fewer things there are of which I am certain." What a wonderful witness, because so many people can grow older and become more and more certain. Things become more and more black and white. They feel that they know more and more. But great witness of being able to say, the more spiritually I mature, really the fewer things there are of which I am certain. And so we all have this cloud of witnesses, even those who are still among the living. I think of Sister Ginger Peters, the current prioress of our Houston Dominican Sisters in the States, once described by someone, when you are in her presence, you cannot help but feel good. She had this ebullient spirit about her, this loving presence. And it's true, no matter what you might have been feeling, how down, when you come into her presence, somehow everything seems right. So for us to not only limit ourselves to that great cloud of historic witnesses, but in our own century and even among the living, and if we were to go to our gospel text today, which is the story of Jesus's cures, the synagogue official Jairus, to whom he says at one point very clearly, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." And the hemorrhaging woman, to whom he said in a similar way, "Daughter, your faith has saved you." These witnesses to the faith that sustain us in our faith. Perhaps we could pause for a moment and just again not only imagine ourselves embraced by this great cloud of witnesses, but call to mind some of those marvelous exemplars, pioneers themselves, who model the faith, believers, to the point of giving themselves totally to Christ. So today, we really stop to remember, with the letter to the Hebrews, this great cloud of witnesses. And who those are who are numbered among those who witness to me, but also then to expand that cloud, not to leave it narrowly confined, but to reach out and see, even in stretching our minds and our hearts, others who might indeed potentially be great witnesses for me if I don't too quickly dismiss them. Can I see in the lives and commitments of the many, the witnesses that God has sent, all of whom are in that community of saints surrounding the pioneer of all, Jesus Christ?